Much has been made in the Wisconsin Supreme Court race over the timely testing of rape or sexual assault kits. For a better and politics-free understanding of the use of the kits, we turn to the Women's Center in Waukesha. The nonprofit serves clients who have been victims of domestic violence, sexual assault, child abuse, and human trafficking. The center's Jesse Trouth tells WUWM's Chuck Hornbach about how someone who has suffered from unwanted sexual contact might be tested.
They can go to a hospital, and there's a specially trained nurse called a SANE nurse, a sexual assault nurse examiner, and they're trained in the evidence collection. So not only do they know how to have those really hard conversations with victims in a really sensitive way, they know how to collect evidence so that it can be used later in court if the individual decides to report to law enforcement. And being preventative with the possibility of sexually transmitted infections or things like that. So they can just be checking for external injuries. They can do internal swabs. They can collect as much as the victim is comfortable with. And all along the way, the nurse is asking for consent and checking in to make sure this is what the victim wants.
Cotton swabs are part of the kit. What else is in the kit, so to speak?
There can be combs that can go through hair or other places to collect microscopic evidence. Sometimes there's urine samples. Sometimes there's other samples taken. It just depends on the type of harm that was done to the individual, right? It removes some of the opinion pieces from it. Or when trauma happens to us, our memory isn't always the strongest, right? So even if we can't remember all of the details, this science is able to say that this is what happened.
The DNA science, is that the...
Correct, yes, the DNA science.
Okay. It typically takes a while to test.
So if a rape kit is being tested, the hospital or law enforcement is supposed to send it to the crime lab within about 72 hours. From there, it takes anywhere from 4 to 6 weeks for those tests to be conducted. That is separate from if there's a sexually transmitted infection test or a pregnancy test, or that's completely separate. But if you're looking at the DNA testing right now, it's taking about 4 to 6 weeks.
How can it help move the legal process along later on?
So if the individual's DNA is known, if it's in any of the systems, right, it can lead to an arrest, it can help with the prosecution, and it can minimize the amount of time that a trial or a court event would take.
Faster for the victim, potentially.
Yes.
Okay. But we should make it clear that it's not a 24-hour thing like we see on TV or less, right, or 24-minute.
Correct. The TV shows and movies provide a false narrative. It's a process. It takes some time. And that also is one of the reasons why folks may not always report. There's lots of reasons, including safety, stigmas that surround it, fear of being blamed or shamed, but also the fact that you have a long time of waiting. And just because the kit is tested in 4 to 6 weeks, that doesn't mean that the court process is done.
No, because there's motions and preliminary appearances.
Right. And in some cases, the perpetrator is unknown, so they also have to identify them and arrest them. So it can be a long, hard process where you're reliving your story and your trauma for multiple entities and multiple folks.
So is it important to have a rape kit, A, availability, B, system that works given its time limitations? Is it important to be able to offer this to folks?
It's extremely important for folks to be able to have this option. One, it creates a greater sense of safety for some individuals. It also allows for there to be the perpetrators and the harm doers held accountable. You know, so it's the only way that victims are able to have an option is if these are available and if they're conducted in a timely and efficient manner.
Jesse Trouth is Director of Shelter and Transitional Living at the Women's Center in Waukesha. She spoke with WUWM's Chuck Hornbach.